The Empty Mirror by James Lincoln Collier. Narrated by Adam Werner. Chapter 1. Sometime just before daylight, I had a real bad dream, and I woke up with my heart pounding. I lay there for a minute, trying to bring the dream back into my mind so I could understand it, but I couldn't. I went on lying there, filled with the feeling that I'd lost something very important, something I could never get back. The feeling was mighty strong. I kept trying to think what it might be, but I couldn't. Finally, I couldn't stand feeling like that, and I got up. I'd gotten feelings from dreams before. Usually, they wore off pretty quick, and by the time I'd had breakfast, the dream feeling was gone. But this time, the dream feeling hung on. I couldn't shake it. Being as it was Sunday, I didn't have to work at our boatyard. Didn't have anything to do but my chores. Go to church at 11 o'clock. Maybe get up a baseball game over at Briggs Pond with Tommy Barnes, Mike Santini, and some of the others. Uncle Jack made codfish cakes for breakfast, the way he usually did on Sunday for a change from eggs or oatmeal. After breakfast, he said he was going down to the boatyard for a while. Uncle Jack didn't like being idle, Sunday or no Sunday. It didn't sit comfortable with him. He said, "I want to straighten out a few things in the shop." Uncle Jack liked things tidy. We had everything you needed for boats in our shop, except engines. Marine paint, line, all kinds of hardware and fittings. Caulking, whatever. I liked the tarry smell of it. You could always lay your hand on anything you needed. Uncle Jack believed in being tidy, all right. "I'll be back around 10:30," he said.